Hi, y'all. I'm Julie.
Hi there. I'm Brenda. Welcome to Insider's Guide to the Other Side.
Now, y'all need to know that we're obsessed with everything on the other side.
Yes, we are. Because once you learn to navigate the energetic, or to some, the invisible world, life is going to be more fun and much more serene.
Heck yes, it can. Because let's be honest. Bryn, Earth School is hard. In fact, you taught me that.
Let's crush Earth School together.
Welcome to Insider's Guide to the Other Side, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hello, my witchy poo that cannot manage technology. How are you doing?
I have other gifts.
You definitely have other gifts. It's actually, I have to tell everybody, it's amazing we get any episode recorded. It really is.
I also blow up technology, which does not help.
No, you totally do. You blow stuff up all the time. Stuff doesn't like to work. So it is amazing we get a single episode recorded because Brenda was just like kind of futzing around with her technology. And but anyway, here we are. So I'll start again. Witchy Poo, how are you today?
I'm good.
Okay, good. As long as you're good. And so before we get into today's episode, which we're calling Forgiveness, I would like to actually just send out a lot of gratitude to our amazing customers and our store. And I can't thank you guys enough. Mm-hmm. And what I can't thank, and the part that I love so much is that you tell us how you feel about what we're sending you, whether it is Brenda's tarot deck, whether it is a pouch of crystals, a clearing bowl, my book, selenite, wherever it may be. We're actually going to talk in a separate episode about how to use your crystals. But I just wanted to thank everybody.
It's been so fun. It's been so fun. Yeah. And we love your curiosity and your open hearts. And like, it's just awesome.
Yeah. So I just want to thank you. That, and it is an honor, by the way, to pack every single box for you guys. So I just want you guys to know how much I love doing this and having you guys be so happy, because there's nothing better for me than that. It's like you're just happy, and it just, I grin from ear to ear every day, except when somebody reaches out and tells me something broke on the way, which it's happened once. That was devastating for me. I sent another one, but it was devastating. But anyway, I just wanted to do a shout out to everybody and thank you for that. And then we will actually answer some of your crystal questions in another episode. But today we are going to be talking about forgiveness. And this was inspired from one of our listeners who I talk to a lot on DM.
You're so chatty.
So funny. So are you. And the funny thing is, you actually chat with my niece, with Sue. And she's like, she's so funny because she's, well, we'll talk about this too, but she's picked up yoga. And she, she's like, you know, if you DM Brenda and you talk about yoga, she will write you back. And I'm like, oh my God, you're totally manipulating my witch by talking about yoga. Anyway, so this question came in, which we thought was actually really amazing, just because we're starting to understand so much more about the complexities of who we all are and what we all struggle with, and which is part of the beauty and the, I guess, frustration of our school, but is definitely the beauty of it. So if you don't mind, I'll go ahead and read the question.
Have at it.
She says, Julie, I just thought of one more question that you both could consider, as it is a tough one. I grew up Catholic, haven't practiced since my mom passed in 1999. I don't really practice any form of religion. I always tell my sister that my church is my heart, and I go there anytime I need to pray and such. I like the "and such." Thank you for that.
I do too.
"And such" is fantastic. I don't need a building to be allowed to talk to God or my creator or the angels or whomever it is that you believe in. So, confession is a big part of Catholicism. Do you or Brenda ask for forgiveness in your daily life? I'm kind of confused about this. Now that I find myself feeling a closeness with my guides and my angels and my spirit team, are we supposed to ask for forgiveness? I believe we all go to the same place now, so why would you need to ask for forgiveness? Am I confusing you yet? LOL. My answer is I'm not confused at all by this question. I think it's a brilliant question.
No, I do too. So thoughtful. So and just so aware and conscious. I love that. Beautiful level of engagement in our school. Thank you. Thank you for this question. I have to say, when she says about confession, we're supposed to confess, I'm like, Yeah, my elf hasn't confessed in like two episodes. I'm kind of freaking out.
I'll confess something today. I'll confess something, I promise. I'll do something stupid.
You have to dredge something
up. I will.
But it's funny because I don't personally, now I grew up Catholic too, but you know, to be clear, we left the Catholic Church, I think, when I was around 9. So I'm not sure that counts. but I was baptized. But I don't pair confession with forgiveness. I think I consider them separate acts. Like there's a lot of things, I confessing, like, what does that mean? I just, you know, adulting would be another word for it. Like, hey, I'm going to own this. I wish I would have made another choice. Like, that's what I think is the mindset and the heart set that is required to show up to the practice of forgiveness, fully charged, completely authentic, and, you know, ready to rumble. In you know, spiritual terms. Like, that's how I think of the practice.
Well, I agree with you. And I was actually, because I made notes, actually, when this was sent. And what's interesting to me is, I mean, I wasn't raised Catholic. I was raised Catholic light. It was Episcopalian. We have gay preachers. We have women. I mean, so it's Catholic light, but it's still a branch off the Catholic Church. We still did the sit, kneel, and stand. Lots of sits, kneel, and stand. And really bad singing. So, but what I think is interesting.
Catholics have good singing.
Lots of singing. But what I will say is I actually don't identify with any religion. It's not who I am. I don't consider myself Christian. I don't consider myself Episcopalian, obviously, if I don't consider myself Christian. But there are aspects of it that I really love. Mm-hmm. And I think that is where, if you can, because I know that some people feel with the religion that they were raised in, it was very abusive. And so they struggle with these questions about, you know, confession and forgiveness and all these things, where it's like, listen, forgiveness is something that we all should be dealing with, whether it is for seeking forgiveness from another person for something that we had done wrong, or whether it's just general, you know, forgiveness from the universe of being a douche or and having a bad, like a lapse, right? Whatever it may be. And
right, it's our school.
It's
right?
Our school, exactly. And so the answer for me on this question is like, hell yes, I actually practice forgiveness quite a bit. And if anybody recalls, one of the things that I hold very close is actually the Lord's Prayer, even though I don't identify inside a particular dogma. And part of that is forgive our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. It's like, I find nothing wrong with that passage. I find nothing wrong with that.
Isn't that funny? Because when that's one of the lines that for me as a child, I was like, this is totally lame.
Oh my God,
it's true.
That's funny.
Because I understood I had a direct transmission and connection to the divine, and I don't have to pray to the divine, lead me not into temptation. Like, that's just lame. I mean, that's never going to happen.
Okay,
like,
what about the part before that? forgive our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I do love, because, you know, we are in Erskine. We all make mistakes because we just do. And it is the goal
well,
is
not
to
only
be present.
That, we can't understand everything that happens. And especially now, things happen so fast at lightning speed, and we don't understand the perspective from which it came. And we know how it landed on us, and we assume that's what they meant, but that's not true. We misinterpret things, we misunderstand things all the time.
Which my favorite thing is, one of my favorite stories is, and whether it's real or not real, is, you know, you're out on the road driving, and then somebody drives kind of like an a-hole, and they cut you off, and they're turning and blah, blah, blah. But the thing is, you don't know if they're trying to get to the emergency room.
Yeah.
You know, you just don't know. And I think that being able to just practice the forgiveness of those types of acts, even without knowing, is what I try to deal with a lot, because I'm quick to anger, and I'm quick to like want to go fuck somebody up, even though I've never done it. It's just big talk. But when those things happen, I'm like, okay, I put my hands up, be like, I don't understand or know why this is going on. This is a pretty small infraction. I'm just going to like let it roll. But when you do things and when you say things or behave certain ways, absolutely forgiveness is a part of it. Forgiveness, you know, that I talk to with my creator is, you know, a lot of times aren't even about words or deeds, they're thoughts. It's like, I got to like roll some of these back and and I need to like simmer down a little bit.
That's so awesome.
And so yeah.
Take it down
I got to take it down a notch. And so forgiveness is a really important aspect, at least of my life. But I think what I would love to do, because we should probably take a quick break. I know it's weird, right? That I said it.
I know, especially because I was just going to say, thanks for getting that one.
We're going to take a quick break and we will be right back. Because I think we should like just talk a little bit about
a forgiveness practice.
A forgiveness practice and our freedom to even take things with us that maybe from something that we right now don't think we like. Like if somebody's Catholic person, doesn't mean there aren't really good things in there for them either. I think that too. So we'll be right back.
Great children's books open up a whole new world for discovery. With Literati Kids, your child can explore uncharted places every month with spellbinding stories handpicked by experts. Literati Kids is a try before you buy subscription club. Each month, Literati delivers 5 vibrantly illustrated children's books, bringing the immersive magic of reading right into your home where the kids are. Literati's age-based book clubs ensure appropriate reads for your budding bookworm, whether they're snuggling with you for a story time or letting their imagination roam free on their own. Head to literati.com/otherside for 25% off your first 2 orders. Select your child's book club and start them on a literary journey like no other. Literati.com/otherside is the only place to find 25% off your first 2 orders. This is a one-of-a-kind book club subscription, the most joyful way to foster a lifelong love of learning. That's literati.com/otherside.
Support for this podcast comes from Jobs Ohio. In Ohio, we like low taxes more than tall buildings. Quality of life doesn't sound like an oxymoron here. And we emphasize the home part of our work from home policies. If you're looking to start or grow your business, Ohio is for you. Ohio has the country's 7th biggest economy and 2 of the top 6 cities in the U.S. for startups, according to Forbes. Ohio has a business-friendly climate with a 0% tax on state corporate income, R&D investments, and goods sold out of state. With a highly skilled and growing workforce, a low cost of living, and a high quality of life, Ohio is better for businesses and employees. Because Ohio isn't built for followers, they're building for leaders. Check out ohioisforleaders.com to learn more.
Hi, everybody. We are back, and we're going to talk about our side of the street.
Yes. So for me, you know, I do have a forgiveness, I would call it a forgiveness practice, because it's an everyday practice. And it's not that I don't have specific people or situations in my life that I want to forgive, but the practice is really about me. It's not about other people. It's forgiveness for me because I didn't live up to my standard, my intention. It's forgiveness for me because I failed on something I had hoped and I didn't show up the way I wanted. I wasn't available. I mess up in all kinds of ways every day. And so many of them, I assume, I don't even know where I've disappointed people or I've hurt people because I'm moving so fast or whatever. There's lots of ways that I mess up. But this, you know, forgiveness practice is really about how I can try and clear all the entanglements, all the hurts, all the things that have boomeranged back to me and say, you know, I forgive myself and others. That's the practice all the time. And so, because at the end of the day, I don't worry as much about disappointing the divine, because the divine knows, you know, the playing field that our school is hard. But I want to get clear with the divine that says, this is my intention and this is what I'm conscious of. And for all the things known and unknown, I want to set myself up in the best way. As my elf says, clean my side of the street. So that I can do it all over again the next day. And then I can, you know, get back out there and keep swing for the fences and, you know, forgive myself for all the mess ups again and, you know, just rinse, repeat. And so that's my intention with my forgiveness practice.
I just have to say, I just got a text as you were talking.
Yes.
No, this is crazy.
Okay.
From Cop Suey. So yes. My niece's wife, Sue. I talk to her a lot, like, hey, what do you think? And she listens to the show. She's the one who loves, she loves you the most, Brenda, which kind of pisses me off because she's in my family circle, but whatever. But here's what she said, but whatever. I will forgive her. But here's what she said. She goes, and so I ask her, I'm like, hey, is there a topic you want us to address kind of thing? And here's what she just wrote as you were talking. How about a bit on techniques for forgiveness? For yourself, for others, and recognizing when you should ask for it. That literally came in like as you were speaking.
That's so beautiful.
Isn't that great?
Get out of my field.
Seriously, I told you, you're her favorite. So she's totally in your field.
Awesome. That was amazing. That is awesome. So, you know, I've shared the prayer of forgiveness many times. It's a prayer Saint Germain left for us, which is great.
Why don't you say it and I'll repeat it? And that way, and then you say it, I repeat it, and then listeners, you repeat it after I repeat it. So we're going to do a whole waterfall thing here that we all learn the Saint Germain prayer. Do you like it?
It sounds very complicated. Can't they just repeat it when you repeat
That's
it?
That's it. That's a waterfall. But I'm repeating after you repeat it.
No, they repeat it when you repeat it. They repeat it with you.
Oh, I see.
Call and response.
Fine. Okay. Let's hit it.
Okay, beloved magic, I am presence.
Beloved magic, I am presence.
I call upon the law of forgiveness.
I call upon the law of forgiveness.
For myself and all of humanity.
For myself and all of humanity.
For all mistakes.
For all mistakes.
Misqualified energy.
Misqualified energy.
And for straying so far from the light.
And for straying so far from the light.
And so it is.
And so it is.
Amen.
Amen. Hey, it made me think. I think what we should do, I'll make sure, because we haven't posted this. I'll also think I'll make like some cards for the store. And so if people want to get to have this prayer in a, and maybe we'll even do like a little prayer pouch kind of thing or something like that, or forgiveness pouch.
There's a whole second piece of the prayer that can be included. It doesn't have to be, right? Because this is, you know, the part I said is the law of forgiveness. Like you're invoking this law to reset things. It's like the law of attraction. It's like gravity. It exists in the universe and it just needs to be activated with an open heart and a petition. And so it's not required. But the second part of the prayer is all about the violet flame, which we can do a whole show on that because I love the violet
flame. Oh, I know you do. And I know the violet flame from when we first met. You had talked to me about Saint Germain and the violet flame.
Yeah.
Every once in a while when I talk too fast, I call it the violent flame. So I have to like roll that back.
I call it the violet femmes.
I call it the violet femmes. Why can't I get just one fuck? Why can't I get just one screw? For those that remember the violent femmes music.
Back in the day. So that's the prayer. It's you know, pretty straightforward and very, and it's just this moment to drop into your heart and go, yep, I left it all in the field in nurse school and tomorrow I'm going to do better. Like that's all it is. That's basically what you're saying. Like, you know, stay with me, divine force, angels, whatever you call in as your highest. And, you know, just stay with me because I'm still learning in our school.
Yeah. And I always have gratitude with mine too for I thank them for giving me another day to learn more and to be better. Mm-hmm. And not every time do I do it right, but I give it a whirl every time.
Let's hear it for our school.
Seriously. So what's interesting is because I did a little bit of reading and because I'm bringing it back to religion a little bit too with this because I think people really struggle about where they fit, whether it is people who just have flat out rejected it early on in their lives or people who kind of struggle to balance with it now, like people who like to attend, you know, their church of worship. And but then they still have these thoughts and they're still exploring the spirituality side of things. So I think it can get just confusing for people. But one thing is that forgiveness is actually a part of every religion. So if anybody's struggling with this, it's like it's a part of everything. Forgiveness is a part of literally everything. And it was interesting because I have to bring it back to entertainment because that's what I spend a lot of my time doing. In the world now, I try to escape. And the way that I escape, I think I mentioned a few episodes ago, I like to watch Friends reruns. And because I haven't been sleeping, I don't have a normal pattern anymore. I'm up at 2 a.m. watching Young Sheldon on Nick at Night. You're welcome, Nick at Night. Nice. And Young Sheldon, for those that aren't familiar, if you are familiar with Big Bang Theory, Sheldon is one of the characters, like one of the super nerds that was probably the main one from the show. And this is effectively his origin story as a child. And so he's like this brilliant kid, Right.
And we know how you love a good origin story.
I love a good origin story. And so he's like eight, I think, in the show. And at one point in this episode, his mother really pushed him toward being a Baptist and reading the Bible. So he actually reads the Bible. He attends Sunday school classes, all this kind of stuff. And he's finished reading the Bible like in no time. He says to his mother, he goes, well, you know, I've decided that I actually want to study other religions. And so she's like, oh, God is backfiring. So he starts to study. And at one point, this is the important part, I think, of this is he looked at his mother and said, Mom, will you hate me if I decide I don't want to be Baptist? And the mom is like, no, honey, I can never hate you. And you need to find out who you are and go down that path, which was probably the hardest thing in that character for her, because she, that's what she knew, that they live in Texas. It's the 80s.
Oh, yeah.
Baptist. I mean, that is,
it's happening.
It is, yeah. Like, that is the thing. I've lived there. I know that. So that exchange I thought was actually rather beautiful. Because as our listener was talking about how she has to have a conversation with her sister about she doesn't need to go to a church, she doesn't need to do whatever. I think that instead of telling somebody how you don't need what they think they need, what I really like to do is just say, you know, will you think any different of me if I don't agree with you? Because I do this my way. And you pick yours. And that's what Sheldon was doing, is effectively telling his mom, it's like, hey, you got to choose yours. I'm going to choose mine. And I think that's an important part for people to be able to maybe start having that conversation. It's like, listen, I don't choose this. I still love you. Just because I don't choose it, you can still love me. It's okay.
Yeah. And you can even say, I love that you love me so much that you want what works for you to work for me.
Right.
You want me to have that joy. And I do, but I just have it in a different flavor.
Right.
Right. And it can be okay.
Right.
It's not a judgment of yours. It's just what works for me.
Right. Right. That's why when, you know, I talk to people, like, and they'll ask me questions about, you know, since, you know, writing the book and going on the book tour and all of that, that I would have questions from people about my belief system. And, you know, I get lots of questions about that.
People are very curious about
They're
that.
They're very curious. And, you know, it's like, hey, we just all have the right to choose. And I respect yours and I would like for you to respect mine. And I think what a healthy way. And I also tell them, I go, and by the way, you don't have to believe what I believe. And there's no requirement. This isn't a cult. It's not. In fact, it's the opposite of a cult. Yeah. It's like you get to choose kind of thing.
Right.
It's the opposite of what you would define that. It's like there's no leader here telling you, leading you to drink Kool-Aid or to storm the Capitol. They're literally, it's, I probably shouldn't have said that. But
everyone gets to choose.
Everybody gets to choose. Even if you do decide to be part of something, but you get to choose. You get to, but I will just have to say, and this is what I say to people when they ask me even more questions about it. I fully believe that when you prescribe to a dogma, you must live with the karma from that dogma. So if you're part of something bigger than yourself like that, then you got to carry the karma with it. And that's why one of the reasons I don't choose to subscribe to dogmas.
And, you know, such a bigger component here that, you know, that we've shifted into, but that's why, you know, staying connected, just a shout out for meditation, staying connected to your inner guidance to know what is right for you. Because how do we choose? When we look externally, we're always going to be, there's always people telling us, you should. But only you know for you.
Right.
Right. Only you know. And so, you know, a practice, it could be swimming, right? Where it's something very repetitive. You are continually taking deep breaths. That's a great practice. Running is a great practice. Meditation is a great practice. Breath work, right? Anything that keeps you connected to your center is really helpful. And just dropping it in, going, does this keep me centered or does it throw me off centered? That's a great practice to find your own way, because sometimes it is a lot to navigate.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of people you respect or you admire that are on a certain path, but that doesn't mean you have to stop respecting them or admiring them, but it doesn't mean it's your path. So you really have to decide for yourself, and that takes a lot of work. So we're going to take a break because this is just a lot of work. And we'll be right back.
I've got one word for you, Tom Cruise. On this new weekly podcast, Meeting Tom Cruise, we're going to talk about Tom Cruise. We're going to talk to people who have met Tom Cruise. Why? because Tom Cruise is the greatest movie star of all time.
Is he, though?
Shut your mouth.
Everyone who has met him has an amazing story to tell.
And that's where I met
Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise.
When I hear the bathroom door open, and it's Tom Cruise.
Hey, everybody, I'm Jeff Meacham. You might know me as Josh Openhole from TV's Black-ish, and I'm here with the goose to my Maverick.
Hey, I'm Joel Johnstone, and you might know me as Archie on The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
And I'm Alec Lev, and you might...
No one knows you from anything. Listen, we love Tom Cruise. We are inspired by Tom Cruise.
But while we live and work in Hollywood, we've never actually met Tom Cruise.
So we're going to talk to some people who have, and maybe one of them will lead us to the man himself, so we can have our own stories of meeting Tom Cruise.
Does it really have to just be about Tom Cruise?
Shut up!
Why are you here?
Listen to Meeting Tom Cruise on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you love a good story?
Fantastic! Because each episode of Storytime features some of your favorite creators from YouTube, TikTok, Reddit, and beyond sharing their most hilarious, horrifying, and cringe-inducing stories. Maybe you're looking to feel better about yourself by listening to someone else's mortifying experience. We got you covered.
I was like, oh, right. That would be a really bad way to tell somebody that their brother died.
Perhaps you swiped right on a story about a terrible Tinder date. Well, guess what? You've got a match.
Now, peeking in, I realize that she is talking to the doll heads.
Or maybe you're looking for stories so spooky you'll need an extra pair of chonies.
Suddenly, splashing in the pool stopped. My heart dropped and I could hear each of my panicked heartbeats.
Listen to Storytime every Wednesday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, everybody. We are back. We're going to close out this episode with some incredible insights from my witchy poo.
For me, I can't think about forgiveness. When I think about the people who've come to me for readings and wanting to connect in with their loved ones, a lot of times a spirit will come through that wasn't even the object of their focus, you know, for their that they wanted to hear from. And it will be a spirit who is literally asking for forgiveness. It's a spirit who is taking responsibility for something they did to them or something that they misunderstood or didn't behave appropriately or whatever. But there is forgiveness, there is healing. And my experience in Earth School is when you can ask for forgiveness, when you can apologize and ask for forgiveness. Those are two different acts, right? One is I apologize. And the second is I hope you will forgive me. But that's not a requirement, right? Just because you apologize doesn't mean that people will forgive you. But of course, remember, not forgiving someone is like, you know, you drinking poison and wishing the other person would die, right? That's there's a toxicity to not forgiving someone. And it costs us energetically, spiritually, physically, mentally, emotionally. There is a price we pay when we don't seek that grace of forgiveness. And knowing that when you do connect in with spirit, when we do move on to the other side, that ability to ask for forgiveness, that ability to apologize and show up and take responsibility, it seems almost automatic. And again, it's not for everybody, but it is for the majority by a long shot of the spirits that I've worked with and seen and, you know, channeled. And so in this way, I invite people to explore how can you begin to wonder about what you would like to ask forgiveness for just between you and your maker, just between you and your highest self, to create this pathway of grace for yourself, to give yourself this healing gift is an amazing thing to experience.
Oh, that was beautiful. Thank you, my witchy poo. And I have discovered and found, you know, with some of the mediumship things I have done, the same. Like there is, you know, some of the conversations with those on the other side are can be celebratory, emotional in that way. But there's always something in there that there is a forgiveness that is asked, for sure.
I mean, and face it, you don't have to be connected to the other side to know the power of someone saying, I sincerely apologize. You also know the pain when someone says, whatever, I'm sorry, right? Like, it's a really crappy apology.
Right.
Even then, you're like, wow, they're still really in a lot of pain over this. Like, can you find that compassion when you work with and have this experience of working with forgiveness, you can see the nuances of the variations of the colors of forgiveness and just accept everyone's got their own sort of level in our school that they're working with.
Right. Right. Yeah. They're all not you. That's what that's
the good news and the bad news.
Good news, bad news, people. We are not the same. But we are, you know, but we are not identical in any way, shape, or form. Yeah. And we all have...
As my teacher says, you are unique, but not original.
You are unique, but not original. Exactly right. Exactly right. So this was such a great question. Thank you so much for this.
And we'll get St. Germain's Prayer of Forgiveness. We'll post that with this episode.
Yes, we will. And I'm writing that down as we speak.
Yeah, we're making a commitment so we don't have to ask for your forgiveness. We're going to follow through.
Yeah, and I'm writing it down because that means it will happen if I write it down.
Yeah.
Okay. So I don't have to ask for apologies.
Thanks so much for playing today.
Thank you. Thank you. And thank you, my witchy poo.
Thank you, my elf. And remember, our school is hard.
Without forgiveness.
And the other side.
And the other side. Thanks, everybody.
Bye. Thanks for joining us, everyone, and a special thanks to our producer, Maya Cole, who guides us while we guide you.
Hit us up on Instagram at Other Side Guides or shoot us a note at othersideguides@iheartradio.com. And you can even call us at 833-22-GUIDE to leave us a message.
We want to know what you think, we want to know what you know, and we want to hear your stories.
And remember,
Earth School is hard
without the other side. Insider's Guide to the Other Side is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.